弟兄姐妹们朋友们早上好。
Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
祝你们2020年蒙恩。
May you have a blessed 2020.
那2020年你们有没有立下新的志愿呢？
Do you guys have any New Year's resolutions for 2020?
不要感冒。好，那我这个志愿就完全马上失败了。
Don't have a cold? Oh man, in that case, I'm already...
那感谢主，这感冒确实是在康复之中。好。
Thank God I'm already recovering from this cold.
那或许就是新年有新尝试，那就是第一次戴口罩要讲到。
But hey, I have something new for 2020, learning how to preach with a face mask on.
那但说真的，希望说我们在祷告之中，我们所立下的志愿包括了能够品尝说能够带另外一个人信主做主的门徒这样一种滋味。
But more seriously, may we prayerfully have one of our New Year's resolutions be to taste of the joy of seeing someone become a disciple of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督说，你们要使万民做我的门徒。
Jesus Christ says, therefore, you are to make disciples of all nations.
同时间，他也告诉门徒说，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
Not only that, he also said, I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields, they are ripe for the harvest.
所以我们今年2020年的主题也就是庄稼熟了。
So our theme for 2020 is that harvest is ready.
也就是勉励我们大家作为整个教会。
And so it's an encouragement or an exhortation for all of us as a church.
不单单只是我们存谦卑的心与我们的神同行。
Not only to walk humbly with our God.
我们更是主动的积极的去邀请他人一起来谦卑的与主同行。
But to actively and urgently invite others to join us in humbly walking with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 那如果你们可以的话，就请你们现在起立。
If you're able, please stand.
让我们一起来宣告约翰福音第四章三十一到三十八节。
Let us proclaim together John 4:31-38.
我们会先用英语，然后再用中文。
First in English, then in Chinese.
那台上会念单数节，台下会众请念双数节。
And so me and the pulpit and the congregation, I'm sorry, I'll read the odd verses and you guys read the even verses. Oh, I'm sorry. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat something.
Oops.
Then his disciples said to each other, Could someone have brought him food? Don't you have a saying, it is still 4 months until harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Thus the saying, one sows and another reaps is true. Let us read verse 34 together. My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
颂赞归于神。
Praise be to God.
我们的主已经透过他的仆人耶稣以及约翰向我们说话。
Our Lord has spoken to us through his servants, Jesus and John.
当然我们是带着欣喜以及顺服来领受这话语。
May we receive these words in gladness and obedience.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
以神为中心的这样一个讯息是告诉我们说上帝的功是我们真正的满足。
The God-centering message of this passage is that the work of God is our true satisfaction.
主耶稣基督告诉我们说上帝的功是他真正的满足。
Jesus tells us that, that his true satisfaction is the work of God.
那我们作为小基督我们也学习认定说上帝的功是我们真正的满足。
Now as little Christs, we ought to also be able to say that the work of God is our true satisfaction.
让我们一起来做个祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们亲爱的天父
Our beloved Heavenly Father,
但愿您的灵帮助我们能够理解您的真理。
May your Spirit help us to understand your truth.
并且让我们能够活现你的真理，以致我们能够表示说我们确实对你的真理有理解。
And help us to live out our understanding by enacting your truth.
求主你给我们这样一个怜悯。
Give us the mercy.
以致我们能够带另外一位能够做主的门徒。
Bring another to be a follower of Jesus Christ.
求主你就帮助我们做您宣教的子民。
Let us be a missional people.
正如您是我们宣教的神。
As you are a missional God.
我们这样祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督差遣之名祈求。
By the sending name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那我不知道大家有没有这样一种体会哈。
I don't know if you guys have ever experienced something like this.
可是有时候在脸书或者是立即 po Instagram 上面我们看到说诶好朋友聚集吃好的可是却没叫你去参加。
Sometimes you'll see on Facebook or on Instagram a bunch of your friends got together for a meal, but you weren't invited.
这不是一种很好的感受哈。
It's not a great feeling.
那在新加坡马来西亚我们常会说诶不就。
Now in Singapore and Malaysia we'll say, 诶不就。
也就是说，哎，你怎么没叫我啊
？Oh, and it means, hey, how come you didn't invite me?
这应该是台语也可以理解哈，我就。
If you're from Taiwan, you should be able to kind of follow that.
那在英文的俚语当中，也最近也开始出现了我就的相，就是相对词。
Now in English, we're starting to have an equivalent for 我就。
那你就会有时候你如果看有些人写说，哦 ，thanks for the invite。
You'll see people comment and say, thanks for the invite.
你千万不要回他说 welcome, you're welcome.
Don't respond, you're welcome.
因为他那时候其实是讽刺的说、哦、谢谢你哈，有这样给我一个邀请，也就是一个没有邀请的邀请。
Because their comment is actually quite sarcastic. It's pointing out that you did not actually invite them.
很多时候我们说、啊、我就不是因为说我们能不能够参加的问题。
Now often when we say 我就 we're not actually concerned with whether or not we would have been able to attend.
重点是你竟然没有问我。
The important point is how come you didn't ask me?
就变成说、欸、我感觉上好像有点在你心目中不是那么重要的一个人。
The subtext is that, hey, isn't it that, aren't you saying that I'm not such an important friend?
那很多时候如果你在看那照片的话尤其是那食物特别好吃或大家的笑容特别大的时候你就会更加觉得说、欸、我就会讲得更大声哈。
And oftentimes when you're looking at these pictures and you see that everyone's really happy and the food is really good, the cry of your heart is even louder as, 欸,伯舅!
我们这么有时候这么伤心是因为有时候我们真的是很喜欢吃好吃的。
Now we find this so hurtful in part because we like to eat tasty food.
也喜欢玩好玩的。
And we like to play fun games.
那改一下我们华人的俗语好。
But if we try a Chinese proverb,
通常是说民以食为天，我们现在应该可以改成说民以美食为天。
The people view good food as a great importance.
因为现在有时候说，哎，这食物没有那么好吃的时候啊，就心就凉一半了。
And so these days, if you see that the food wasn't that good, it might not bother you as much.
或者是我们出门的时候，我们要去找餐厅，我们就找说，哎，有没有什么 Zagat rating 啦，或者是有没有什么米其林的一星、二星、三星的。
And so now, even when we go out to eat, we'll look and see what the Zagat rating is, or if there are any Michelin stars.
所以我不知道在座有没有这样一个经验，就是说有这么美好的一个饭局或者是一个聚集，可是你被漏掉了。
I don't know how many of you have experienced this kind of a feeling where you're left out of a party or gathering.
那有不知道说当你发现说咦 他们有一个饭局没叫我，那你会不会有这种哎呀，不揪的这样一种心理？
I don't know if you experience this feeling of bojio when you realize that you've been left out.
为什么想说，诶，为什么他们真的没叫我呢？
Whether you're really thinking inside of yourself, why did they leave me out? Why didn't they invite me?
那有没有多少人就是说，哎呀，我多么希望能够参与在这样其中的欢乐以及美食的品尝中？
I mean, it's hard to say how many people have this sense of I wish I could have attended and been part of that joy.
如果这样一种不揪所带来的一个失望并不是你自己所体会。
Now, if this bojio disappointment was not felt by you,
乃是你身边的朋友或者是家人。
But was in fact felt by your friends and loved ones.
因为他们没有被告知主耶稣基督这样一个美好的一个消息。
Because they have not been told the good news about Jesus Christ.
他们没有被邀请说，哎，你要不要来跟我们一起在神国度这样一个欢乐的宴会当中一起呢。
They have not been invited to be part of the joyous feast of God's kingdom.
主耶稣基督邀请我们与他同享那最上好的。
Jesus invites us to enjoy with him, together with him, the very best.
可是他这样的邀请有更深远的意义。
But this invitation has a deeper and broader meaning.
因为他邀请我们，以致说我们也会去邀请其他人来一起同享吃着上好的。
For he invites us with the understanding that we will also invite others to join with us in eating what is best.
在主耶在小基督的这样一个生命里面，所谓这样一种跛揪他人是一个不能够被接受的一个情况。
As little Christs, the idea of others experiencing this kind of bojio disappointment should be unacceptable to us.
因为主耶稣基督他自己本身在开始他的侍奉的时候，他已经向众人发出了一个邀请。
Because even Christ, when he was starting his ministry, sent out an invitation to everyone.
来吧，进入神那绝对的美善之中。
Come into the absolute goodness of God.
主耶稣基督说
And Jesus says,
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Repent, for the kingdom of God has come near.
也就是说，天国已经来了，你们就回转进入天国吧，不要再继续往那样死亡的国度迈进。
He's saying the kingdom of heaven is already here. Turn around, come back. Don't go onward toward the kingdom of death.
那既然主耶稣基督邀请我们吃那上好的
，Now since Jesus Christ is inviting us to eat what is best,
那这上好的到底是什么呢
？What is this best?
那是有什么样的一种喜乐可以满足我们呢
？What kind of joy can satisfy us？
使徒约翰就记载了这样一个主耶稣基督与门徒之间的一个对话。
The Apostle John records a conversation between Jesus Christ and the disciples.
当我们遇见主耶在这段经文里面遇见主耶稣基督和他的门徒的时候
，When we encounter Jesus Christ and his disciples in this passage，
我们要想象说，当天其实差不多已经是正午的时候。
We should remember that it was about noon.
然后门徒们来到他们的拉比，也就是他们的老师面前，要给他食物吃。
And the disciples have come to their rabbi, their teacher, to give him food to eat.
所以使徒约翰就记载说，门徒对耶稣说：“拉比，请吃。”
And so John records in it, and his disciples urged Jesus, "Rabbi, eat something."
其实这是非常合情合理的。
And this was perfectly reasonable.
因为那时主耶稣基督确实是累了，也饿了。
Because Jesus at this point was tired and was hungry.
门徒和主耶稣基督他们正往加利利去。
And Jesus and his disciples were walking towards Galilee.
那使徒约翰告诉我们说，他们进入了一个撒玛利亚地的这样一个城镇，叫做叙加。
And John records that they were in a Samaritan town called Sychar.
然后他需要进入那个城镇，因为他需要休息。这里约翰告诉我们说，主耶稣基督因走路而困乏。
And Jesus needs to enter this city because he's tired. The Apostle John records that he was tired out from his journey.
同时作为门徒
Now, as a disciple,
他们尊敬老师要带他们要就是要为照顾老师的这样一个肚子填满的事情是应当的
They wanted to be respectful of their teacher, and it was very natural to want to make sure that his stomach was full.
那中文这里翻译说他们对主耶稣说
Now, here it says in Chinese that they said to Jesus,
可是其实在原文里面这是一个一直在进行的一个动作。
But in the original manuscript, it's a continuous verb.
而且是在敦促，所以不单单只是说啊，主耶稣吃吧，而是一直在说你要吃啊，吃啊，吃啊，就很真的还蛮像华人父母的哈。
It's much more of a sense of urgency, encouraging to eat, to eat, to eat, much like politeness in Asian circles.
所以对主耶稣基督当门徒，他们觉得说主耶稣基督肚子那时候能够填饱，那是最当要当务之急。
And so to the disciples, being able to fill Jesus and allow him to be full was one of the most urgent issues they were facing.
可是主耶稣基督竟然杀回一个回答，好像是没有想要邀请他们的意思。
But Jesus' response almost seems to not want to invite them.
第三十二节告诉我们说，主耶稣说，我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。
In verse 32, Jesus responds and says, I have food to eat that you know nothing about.
我不知道你如果作为门徒，你当下会有什么感觉。
I don't know if you were a disciple, how you would have felt.
可能会说，啊，那我们白跑了吗？
Maybe you would have said, wait, so do we go into this city for nothing?
或也就是他们接下来说，嗯，有人拿东西给他吃了吗？
Or maybe their response, which was, wait, did someone else bring him food?
那这里主耶稣基督讲到食物的时候，
Now here when Jesus...says food.
他是要说这个是一个可以满足人的一个东西。
What he's talking about is something that can satisfy people.
那来到食物的话，
When it comes to food,
我们知道说我们饿了，
We know that when we're hungry,
或者我们累了，
Or when we're tired,
或者我们伤心的时候，
Or when we feel hurt,
甚至我们欢喜的时候，
Or when we're happy.
其实食物是一种很基本却可以带来身心很快乐的一个东西。
Food is something very basic that can really bring us a lot of joy.
所以主耶稣基督告诉门徒说，我其实已经在吃了。
So when Jesus tells the disciples, hey, I'm already eating.
那我知道说你带给我这个食物是蛮好的。
I know that this food that you're bringing me is really pretty good.
可是在你知识存库里面还有一种食物是你暂时还不知道的。
But there's also a different kind of food that you're not currently aware of.
所以主耶稣这样一种隐说，所谓说你不知道，是不是要刻意把好东西不留给门徒呢？
So when Jesus says that you know nothing about this, this food that you know nothing about, is he really trying to keep something from the disciples?
还是主耶稣基督是很刻意的，现在要邀请门徒来得着一个更高层的一个知识呢？
Or is Jesus really very particularly inviting the disciples to gain a deeper knowledge?
所以果真门徒就开始就彼此对问说，嗯，有人拿给他吃吗？
And so the disciples begin to ask each other and say, wait, did someone else bring him something to eat?
可是这里门徒其实说是不可能有人拿东西给他吃的吧。
But at the same time, they're saying, wait, how could that be possible?
因为他们现在是在撒玛利亚人的地带啊。
Because right now they're in the land of the Samaritans.
那使徒约翰告诉我们说，
And the Apostle John tells us,
其实犹太人和撒玛利亚人是没有来往的。
That Jews and Samaritans really did not have any dealings with each other.
在所谓文化当中，如果犹太人要往这个点去到那一个点，
at that time in Jewish culture, if someone wanted to go from point A to point B,
如果有两条路径，
and if there were two different roads,
一个要经过撒玛利亚地，
and one would go through Samaria,
一个不需要，
and one would not require going
through Samaria, 可是那个不需要的比较遥远的话，
but the one that avoided Samaria was much longer,
他们宁愿走远路，
they would prefer to go out of their way.
所以怎么可能在撒玛利亚地会有一个人要拿东西来给这个犹太人拉比吃呢？
So how in the world would there be someone in the Samaritan area who would be willing to give food to a Jewish rabbi?
可是这里也就印证了主耶稣说你们是不知道的。
But this is really just confirming what Jesus says that they do not know.
因为在这个时刻主耶稣基督要让门徒了解到说，
Because in this moment Jesus is hoping that the disciples will understand.
第一，你作为我的门徒带着谦卑吧，因为有许多你还得学习的。
First of all, as my disciple, have a humble heart because there is a lot that you still need to learn.
那同时间来到我作为你的拉比，
At the same time with me as your rabbi,
我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
My goals are not the same as your goals, and my approach is not the same as your approach, or my road is not the same as your road.
所以接下来主耶稣基督也就将他这样隐秘的一个回答做了一个比较明确的解释。
And so Jesus then reveals a more complete explanation of his cryptic answer.
也就刚才我们念到的，主耶稣基督说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
And as we read earlier, Jesus says, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
那有时候我们就以肉体的看法来说，啊，那你这不就玩字吗？
Now, sometimes if we look at this through a more fleshly lens, we'll be like, wait, aren't you just playing on words here?
可是这里主耶稣基督其实要告诉我们做门徒的，食物作为一个最基本最重要的，不要单单想到肉体，也要想到我们的心灵。
But Jesus wants to tell us something as disciples, that when we think of something as basic and as fundamental as food, let's not just think about our physical bodies, but also think about the spiritual.
主耶稣基督确实没有任何用意想要把好东西留给自己不给门徒。
Jesus did not at all intend to keep the good things for himself and keep them away from his disciples.
他反而是要我们作为小基督能够有基督的心。
Rather, he was hoping that we as little Christs could have Christ's heart.
也就是看见说上帝的工是我们真正的满足。
And realize that God's work is what will truly satisfy us.
他是要让我们作为小基督有一个不一样的观点。
He was hoping that as little Christs we could have a different viewpoint.
因为作为门徒，
Because as disciples,
他们当时看世界只是透过物质的一些方式来看。
They were only looking at the world in material terms.
可是主耶稣基督要门徒以超越所谓物质的这样一个范畴来看世界。
But Jesus was hoping that they could perceive the world beyond the bounds of the material.
同时间他们也能够进入神的真理，可是透过与物质世界的互动。
And was hoping that at the same time they would be able to enter into God's truth through a better understanding of it using a material parable.
所以相信主耶稣基督会说，如果你饿了，确实是可以吃。
So we can believe that Jesus in this, what Jesus is saying in this passage would indicate that if we are truly hungry, we can eat.
也就是物质上的食物。
Not just physical food.
可是我们要记得，我们不单单只是一个所谓物质的胃格。
But let's remember that we are not just physical beings.
我们是有灵魂的。
We have a soul.
所以就如身体一般，灵魂是会有饥饿的。
And just like the body, the soul is also hungry.
属灵的饥饿更胜那物质的饥饿。
In fact, spiritual hunger outweighs physical hunger.
所以了解到说，哦，我们如果身体能够因着食物得到满足。
So just as the body can be satisfied with food.
那一个作为神的子民。So, 更会因为神的功而得到满足。
So also a child of God or a citizen of God's kingdom can be fulfilled by doing God's work.
主耶稣基督要让门徒看见。
Jesus was hoping that the disciples could see.
你们会认为说我应该要吃什么？
You would think that I ought to eat right now.
可是我现在要告诉你说，我知道我需要吃什么。
But I need to tell you that I know what I need to eat.
尤其作为作为你的拉比。
Especially since I am your rabbi.
作为创造万物的主。
As the creator God.
我知道整个人本身是要如何的运作。
I know exactly how people ought to naturally work.
所以既然门徒知道说，哦，如何能够在食物上得到满足。
So just as the disciples know how to be filled with physical food.
主耶稣基督现在要教导门徒如何从这样的一种满足感转换到认识到说，哦，原来在属灵里面也能够有这样的满足。
Jesus is hoping that by taking this physical satisfaction, the sense of physical satisfaction, he can teach the disciples how they can be satisfied spiritually.
所以得到这样一个属灵的知识，是知道说在宣教以及传教之上，之中，也就是类如食物般的满足。
And so this teaches us spiritually that the satisfaction from preaching and sharing the gospel is similar to that which we would get physically from being able to eat.
如果我们是属神的人，
If we are God's people,
那我们就会知道说上帝是我们真正的满足，上帝的工是我们真正的满足。
Then we would know that the work of God is our true satisfaction.
因为吃东西不再单单只是一个活动，为了要填饱我们物质上的一种需要。
Because food and eating is then no longer just an activity to fulfill our physical desires.
反而在食物以及在吃这方面是要提醒我们说，我们人不单单只是一个物质上的胃格，也是属灵的活物。
But food and eating can now serve as a reminder that we are not just physical beings, but also spiritual beings.
所有的人都有灵魂。
Everyone has a soul.
所有的人，所有的灵魂，除非他们做神的工，否则都会在一种饥饿的状态。
And every soul will be in a state of hunger unless they are busy doing God's work.
同时间，现在如果当我们等一下有爱宴的时候，或等一下你就吃零食的时候。
But in a moment when we have a love feast together or when you're just eating some snacks,
食物和吃应该已经开始提醒我们说作为小基督我们是需要去遵循神的旨意。
Food and eating should start to remind us that as little Christs, we need to obey the word of God.
因为这是让我们有基督的心。
Because this will give us the heart of Christ.
这是让我们有一个成熟的眼光来看世界。
This will allow us to have a more mature worldview as we look at the world.
正如使徒保罗他后来的一个思想。
Just as a meditation later on by the Apostle Paul.
他勉励教会说只有因着神的灵才能够看见灵的事。
He is exhorting the church and saying, only a spiritual person can see spiritual things.
如果我们继续是属血气的人，我们不会领会神圣灵的事。
If we remain as a fleshly person, we will not be able to receive spiritual things.
所以当下会觉得说，哎呀，主耶稣基督，你就是文字。
And so while initially we may feel like, wait, Jesus, this is just sophistry.
可是我们没有发现说，我们其实是对属灵的事情还是盲目的。
In reality, we are just demonstrating our own blindness towards spiritual things.
主耶稣基督是要开我们的眼睛，让我们看见说，哦，原来在与物质世界的互动之中，我们可以进入那属灵的真理。
And Jesus is hoping to open our eyes and allow us to realize that no, through these material things, we can start to understand spiritual truths.
所以我们看这个圣经里面，主耶稣基督他常常就是与世界物质的世界有互动，带我们进入那属灵的真理。
And we see throughout Scripture, Jesus uses our interaction with the physical world to bring us into a better understanding of spiritual truths.
主耶稣基督说，看啊，花。
Jesus says, look, flowers.
这是要让我们记得说，我们上帝是就是供应我们的这样一位神。
And this is to remind us that God is a God who provides.
我们说，哇，看啊，雀鸟。
When Jesus says, look, sparrows.
那是要提醒我们说，上帝确实是有这样一个保护的心。
It is to remind us that God has a heart of provision and of protection.
当我们听到有人生产的时候
When we hear that someone is about to give birth,
我们当然恭喜那父母
Of course, we would congratulate the mother.
得女得子 wonderful, 豌豆腐 Thank you, 感谢主
It's great and wonderful and praise God that you're going to have sons and daughters.
可是这也同时提醒我们说我们是一个重生得救的人
At the same time, it's a reminder to us that we are a new, a reborn creature.
所以我们可以看见说，确实一直都是与物质世界有相连，可是却从物质世界当中升华。
And so we see this continuous principle that while the spiritual world has a certain interaction with the material world, it is above the material world.
所以主耶稣基督告诉他们，就之前说，哦，我有食物是你不知道的。一方面是要让门徒有这样一个不一样的观点。
And so when Jesus earlier said that he has food which the disciples knew nothing about, part of it was just to hope that they could start to have a different perspective.
可是同时间也要让他们有一个不一样的优先次序。
And at the same time, it was a hope that they could have a different set of priorities.
因为主耶稣基督他确实是饿了。
Because Jesus was hungry.
可是对他来说
But to him,
灵魂的得救是一个更急迫的事情
The salvation of a soul was a more important issue.
是一个更重要的事情
It was a more pressing issue.
是一个对他来说一个可以更满足的一件事
To him, it was something that offered far greater satisfaction.
他之所以可以胜过所谓要吃物质上的食物是因为他已经锁定在上帝要拯救人灵魂的这样一个热心。
How he was able to move beyond his desire to eat was because Jesus was locked in on God's passion to save souls.
所以我们可以看见说，主耶稣基督他在旷野里面，他可以禁食40昼夜。
And so we also get a window into how Jesus could fast for 40 days and nights in the wilderness.
因为他认识到说，他的整个生命的满足不单单只是来自物质上的食物，更是遵守神的话语。
Because he understood that his satisfaction was not just from physical food, but was much more from obeying God's word.
有时候听到一些主内的弟兄姐妹说
，Sometimes you will hear brothers and sisters in Christ say，
啊，你要我禁食啊，那不可能的。
You want me to fast? That's just not possible.
尤其是你要在厨房的时候进食，然后还要准备饭食给我家人，可是你要叫我自己进食，那是不可能的。
Especially when I have to be making food in the kitchen for my family, and you're telling me I need to fast, that's just not an option.
可是那时候真的是一种征战啊。
And in that moment, it really is a struggle.
因为有时候我们还未达到基督的心为心。
But sometimes we can still achieve having the heart of Christ.
我们发现说啊，原来食物在我们生命当中是一个比较实质的一种满足。
And when we start to realize that food in our lives really only offers a temporary satisfaction,
是一个很难放弃的一个满足。
It's a very difficult satisfaction to let go of.
可是在这时候，其实我们也能够回转。
But in this moment, we can still turn around.
一个不一样的优先次序。
And develop a different set of priorities.
一个不一样的观点。
And to develop a different outlook.
能够得着基督的心。
And that we may have the heart of Christ.
看着说哦，原来食物确实有可能成为我们心中的一个绑锁。
That we may look and see and say, oh, wait, food may actually be shackles on my heart.
可是主耶稣基督也为了我们的缘故，代表我们能够在对着食物说不。
But Jesus, for our sakes, in representing us, was able to say no to food.
胜过了试探，他这样的一个公义也临到我们身上。
And as we triumph over temptation, His righteousness also comes to us.
那不只是在
triumph of temptation. I'm sorry. No, my bad.
不只是在旷野当中。
Not just in the wilderness.
我们看见说主耶稣基督在花园里面的祷告。
We also see this in God's Jesus' prayer in the garden.
是说他一生真的是以完成父神所交代的事情为主导。
That Jesus' entire life was centered around performing the will of God.
所以他会说，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。
So he could say, I have done all that you have given me to do.
所以他能够走上十字架。
And that is how he was able to walk towards the cross.
因为他看见那痛苦背后将会带来的喜乐。
For he saw the joy that was set before him.
所以，我们经文就告诉我们说，他就轻看了耻辱。忍受了十字架的苦难。
And so scripture tells us he endured the cross, scorning its shame.
有时候我们想说，啊，那是主耶稣基督吧。
And sometimes we have temptation to say, wait, but that was Jesus Christ.
可是其实我们看日常生活中也可以看到一些例子。
But in reality, if we look at our daily lives, we can see some examples of this.
许多准新郎新娘会为了婚礼而开始拒绝美食的诱惑。
Many would soon to be brides will, for the sake of their wedding, give up food and drink.
或者是有些父母是想到说，哎呀，我现在身体这么不健康，我以后怎么跟我小孩出游呢？所以就开始往健康的路线走。
And some mothers, when they look at themselves and are like, wait, how will I be able to have a future with my children if I can maintain like this? Will start moving towards a healthier lifestyle.
可是我们多少有时候会想说，我这些健康，我这些注意。是为了神的国度呢?
But how many of us will look at our physical goals and say, wait, are these really based in our desire for the kingdom of God?
主耶稣基督的心是当他看物质的食物以及看灵里的食物的时候，他都是以神的国度为中心。
In Jesus' heart, when he looked at physical food or when he looked at spiritual food, he always had the heart of God as his primary guide.
所以主耶稣基督现在让门徒看见说，不单单我现在知道你对物体上的需要你了解。
So Jesus looking at his disciples said, well, I understand that you know the meaning of physical needs.
那我现在让你看到灵里面的需要。
But now I want you to see spiritual needs.
也就是说当我们做主的工的时候。
And this means that when we are doing the work of God.
当我们知道有这样一种满足的时候。
When we know that there is the satisfaction available,
我们也能够因此而克服那不舒适，甚至是苦难。
We may, because of these motivations, be able to tolerate physical discomfort and difficulty.
所以主耶稣就借这样一个午餐的时间，提升了门徒的观点以及优先次序。
And so Jesus uses lunch as an opportunity to elevate the disciples' perceptions and priorities.
他用一个非常简单的一个例子，可是带出了一个深奥的意思和以及含义。
And so he took a very simple illustration and used it to explain something with a very profound meaning and implication.
告诉我们说，生命当中有一个比所谓物质食物来得更基本。更满足的一件事情。
Teaching us that there is something more satisfying and more fundamental to life than even food itself.
也就是教导我们说，我们更是要把我们的焦点放在那属灵，所谓在神里面有生命，或者在罪里面有死亡这样一个事情。
And this is teaching us that we need to turn our attention to the most important issue, which is spiritual life or spiritual death.
他要所有的小基督看见说，要么我们在做神的工里面得着满足，或者是我们在与他的对抗之中，我们得着悲哀。
And through this, to teach all of us as little Christs that either we are delighting in God's work or we are sorrowing in rebellion against Him.
所以之前门徒对主耶稣说，吃吧，吃吧。
So when previously the disciples were urging Jesus to eat,
可是现在主耶稣基督转向门徒，反而是说，你们先要吃那上好的。
But now Jesus is turning to his disciples and saying, "Look, you really need to eat what is best."
就我的满足，我的喜乐，也就是行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
My satisfaction, my delight is to do the will of him who sent me.
我知道我所应当吃的食物，我也知道你所应当吃的食物。
I know what food I ought to eat, and I know what food you ought to eat.
所以或许你之前根本不知道说有这样的一种所谓食物存在。
Maybe previously you had no idea this kind of food even existed.
可是现在作为你的 Rabbi 已经告诉你说什么样才是一种全然的满足。
But now as your Rabbi, I've told you what it means to be fully satisfied.
那就是在做神的工当中你得到滋养。
And the satisfaction comes from having nourishment from doing God's work.
那你我是否会接受这样的一个邀请来吃那上好的呢？
But will you and I accept the invitation to eat what is best?
主耶稣基督邀请他那第一批门徒与他同吃那对生命来说是最上好的。
So Jesus Christ invited his first disciples to eat with him that which is best.
主耶稣基督现在也邀请我们与他一起吃那对生命是最上好的，而且是直到永远。
And so now Jesus Christ also invites us to eat with him what is best, both now and in eternity.
可是他对我们这样的一个邀请是有更深远的用意。
But this invitation has a deeper and broader meaning.
因为他邀请我们之后，也要我们去邀请他人进入这样一个永恒生命里面的最美好。
Because once he has invited us, he also wants us to go and invite others to take part in what is best in life.
主耶稣基督非常清楚为什么他被差派到人群之中。
Jesus was very clear on why he had been sent into mankind.
因为他要来是要拯救罪人。
Because he had come to save sinners.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得认识神的这样一个永生。
So that all who believed in him would not perish, but would have the eternal life of knowing God.
所以主耶稣基督的心是一个宣教的心。
So the heart of Jesus Christ was a missional heart.
正如那差遣他的那天上的父的心也是宣教的心。
Just as the heart of the Heavenly Father who had sent him was a missional heart.
主耶稣知道说我们作为罪人，
Jesus knew that us as sinners,
就算我们就是品尝了米其林三星的食物，而且那是一个很奇特的一个经历。
Even if we get to eat a three Michelin star meal, and that is quite an experience.
或者是我们看了那让人赞叹的风景，或者是我们去体会了那非常奇特的文化。
Or if we get to look at a beautiful scenery or experience some really unique culture.
或者不管你生命当中什么东西让你带来一种知觉上的一种喜乐。
Or whatever other physical experience gives you that sense of a physical pleasure.
可是如果做了这些事情，
But if you do all these things,
你可能在社交网上 po 给大家看说，哦，你踏遍世界。
And then you post it all on social media to show off how you've gone all throughout the world.
可是却没有让任何人看见神在你生命当中做工。
But you haven't allowed anyone to see what God has done in your life.
或者说自己本身我们没有认识到神，没有认识到说做神的工其实是那上好的时候。
Or maybe we haven't really come to know God ourselves, and we haven't realized that doing the work of God is what is truly best.
我们反倒就失去了那实际对生命是最好的。
We have in fact lost what is really good about life.
主耶稣基督宁愿自己肚子饿，也不愿意看见人在心灵之中有这样一种饥渴。
Jesus would rather his own stomach be hungry than see others have this kind of a spiritual hunger.
他不要看见说这样属灵里面的这样一个饥渴来摧残这个世界。
He didn't want to see this sort of spiritual hunger, devastating the world.
所以说我们要做主耶稣基督的门徒吗？
So the question becomes, do we want to be disciples of Christ?
我们如果要做小基督的话, if
we're going to be little Christs, we need to have the heart of Christ as our own heart.
我们也就必须在不管神摆放我们在哪个地方,
and regardless of where God places us, we need to do the work of God.
所以第35到38节, 主耶稣基督转换了一个比喻。
So in verse 35 to 38, Jesus shifts to a different parable.
既然他要门徒看见另外一个物质世界能够进入另外一个属灵的认识。
And he's hoping that the disciples will look at a different aspect of the physical world and understand a new spiritual truth.
这里主耶稣继续说,你看这些农业吧。
Jesus says, look out at the agriculture.
看到有收割农作物。See
what happens when you harvest.
我们要被提醒说,神上帝是一个宣教的上帝。
In that moment, we should be reminded that God is a missional God.
我们是宣教的子民,
and that we need to be a missional people.
所以我们看见农作物的时候,
and so when we see agricultural and farming,
我们要记得说,
we need to remember
宣教其实是现在就得开始执行的事情,
that missions is something that needs to be engaged in right now.
因为主耶稣就是说, 我们自己觉得总, 有时候会觉得说, 哎呦, 我们自己的时间吧。
And Jesus is exhorting us that sometimes we'll feel like we can have our own timing.
35节说, 你不是说收割的时候还有四个月吗?
Verse 35, don't you have a saying it is still 4 months until harvest?
可是主耶稣基督要让我们看见说, 其实有另外一个眼光。
But Jesus wants us to realize that there is a different outlook.
确实物质上的农物还得再等四个月能够收割。
Sure, physical harvests require at least 4 months to come to fruition.
可是你看见那心灵的饥渴吗?
But do you see the spiritual desire of people?
我们现在看见世界的动荡, 我们还是觉得说, 只要有好的社会体系, 只要有好的教育, 就能够解决吗?
When we see problems in the world, do we really believe that all we need is some better teaching and some better societal structure?
还是我们说不行了, 现在真的是一个心灵饥渴所展现出来的邪恶, 我们世界是需要这样一个救主。
Or are we willing to say that no, what we're seeing right now is the consequence of spiritual hunger, the world needs a savior.
就算那个战火还没有到我们的国土, 可是整个人心灵的战火已经在燃烧。
So even if a wildfire has not come to where we are living, there is a fire in the souls around us.
所以我们住的三角区生活现在真的是很舒适。
And life in the triangle is really quite comfortable.
可是我们看见那舒适背后的空虚吗?
But do we see the emptiness behind this comfort?
我们看见说,哇, 原来在我的同事, 我的同学当中, 真的是不认识神, 真的是现在要邀请他们来认识主耶稣基督。
Do we realize that those around us do not know Christ and that we ought to be inviting them to come and know Christ?
所以主耶稣基督说, 举目观看,
and so Jesus says, look and see.
要看见说宣教真的是急迫的事情。
See and realize that missions is in fact an urgent issue.
因为我们要看着人如果没有了神真的是在心灵上是破产的。
Because we need to realize that people without God truly are bankrupt in the heart.
破产已经听起来蛮好听的了。
In fact, bankrupt is actually a pretty nice way of saying it.
使徒保罗直接是说我们是死在这里。
The Apostle Paul directly says we are dead in our sins.
是死的。
We're dead.
是像僵尸一样能够呼吸可是完全是没有生命。 Like zombies.
Oh, I'm just thanks. Sorry. It's like a zombie who can breathe but really has no life in them.
可是这是我们对人的认识,
but is that how we view people who do not have God?
还是我们说, 他能够出去玩, 这应该也蛮好的吧, 应该是上帝继续愿意祝福他吧。
Or do we say, oh, look, he can go out and play, he can go be a tourist, God must still be blessing him.
那时候农庄其实就在门徒身边。
In that moment, the harvest really was right next to the disciples.
主耶稣基督要我们举目观看的是说, 真的是已经近在眼前了。
When Jesus said, look and see, they meant, he means to tell us that it really is in front of our faces.
同时间我们每一个人都是这整个宣教的一部分。
And every one of us is in fact part of this mission.
因为有人撒种, 有人收割。
Because some sow and others reap.
所以我们各自有我们自己的参与。
Each of us have our own means of participation.
同时间我们看的是整个国度的事情, 所以不管是收割或撒种的, 最后有人进入国度, 我们是一同欢心。
At the same time, we're looking at the growth of the entire kingdom. So whether it's sowing or reaping, what gives us joy is the growth of God's kingdom as a whole.
主耶稣基督不是说, 哎,你哈, 你自己没有做那么困难的工作, 别人是要去犁那个地的, 你只是去, 就是, 割下那个麦草，所以你不用那么自傲，也没有这么讲。
Jesus isn't saying, hey, you have it easy, you're just harvesting, you didn't have to turn over the soil and plow it. That's not really Jesus' point here.
乃是说整个看见事情成就的时候，我们是带着这样一个喜乐谦卑的心说，哇，这竟然是神愿意给我的殊荣能够参与。
Rather, when we see the entire process, we're able to say with humble and joyous hearts, wow, God allow me to be part of this entire harvest.
所以没有说，哎呀，你知道吗？他是我们在我们教会先听到福音的，然后去你那边，当然你就可以，没有这样的事情。
His point is not to say, oh, well, he first heard the gospel in our church, and then he went to your church and got saved. I mean, come on. That's not the point.
主耶稣基督告诉我们说，这是一个撒种和收割一同快乐的事情。
Instead, Jesus says that the one who sows and the one who reaps will rejoice together.
所以对于我们，对于他当时第一批的门徒。
So to those his first disciples.
主耶稣基督提醒他们说，确实是有其他神的仆人在他们之前已经来到，开始离人的心，开始撒福音的种子。
Jesus reminds them that yes, there were other servants of God who came and who began to work on other people's hearts and to sow.
所以现在这第一批门徒是委派要去收割的。
And so this first group of disciples is being sent out to harvest.
可是作为我们今天，作为小基督
，But as little Christs today，
或许我们真的也就是那收割的。
Maybe we are the ones sent out to harvest.
因为正如刚才讲的，可能我们是。他那个这个朋友碰见生命当中第三位基督徒。
Because just as we mentioned, maybe this person that you're sharing with, you're actually the third Christian to share with him.
可是同时间你也可能是撒种的。
At the same time, you might be sent out to sow.
你是会去经历那样一个劳苦。
You'll have to experience that kind of work.
你可能是跟老板出去的一个会议，你就哦，跟老板要传福音。
Maybe you go to a conference with your boss, and you're like, "Oh no, I have to share the gospel with my boss."
这是不简单一件事情。
This is not easy.
又或许你可能上帝在呼召你是进入一个未得之名的地去做一个宣教士。
Or maybe God is calling you to be a missionary in an unreached area.
可是有一个不变的事情，也就是我们作为小基督，我们是被委派出去是要传福音的。
But there's one principle that's the same across all these situations, that we as little Christ are sent out to share the gospel.
因为主对他的门徒说，你们要使万民做我的门徒。
Because Jesus said to his disciples, you need to make disciples of all nations.
作为我的小基督，你们也去使他人做小基督。
As little Christs, you must go and make others little Christs.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
So beloved brothers and sisters.
做神的工是不是带给你生命的满足？
Does doing the work of God give you satisfaction in your life?
尤其在宣教的这样一个事工中，是不是有这样生命的满足呢？
Especially when it comes to missions or sharing the gospel, does that give you satisfaction?
如果你还没有说，哎，好像还没有的话，那我们心中是不是渴慕要去追求说，神啊，就让你的工做我生命的满足以及最基本需要。
Now if you say, wait, it doesn't really seem to give me any satisfaction, are you willing to come before God and say, Lord, please allow this to be what gives my heart satisfaction?
或许是向另外一个人宣告福音。
Or maybe sharing the gospel with someone else.
或是邀请他人来信主耶稣基督。
Inviting them to come and believe in Jesus Christ.
或是带领另外一个人把他生命扎根在主耶稣基督身上。
Or maybe coming beside someone else and helping them anchor their life in Christ.
在我们的最终。
In our sin.
在我们的低瞻近瞩中。
In our short-sightedness and limited purview.
我们常常会很对于我们的食物很挑剔。
We will often be very particular about our food.
可是好像来到我们祷告生活，有时候我们反而显得觉得说啊，这无关紧要。
But then when it comes to our prayer life, we consider it to be of tertiary importance.
又或许我们对我们食物的色香味俱全有非常高的要求。
And maybe we have very high requirements for the taste and aesthetics of our food.
我最近碰到一位小学生。
I recently ran into a primary student.
然后我们去了一间不错的餐厅。
And we went to a pretty decent restaurant.
然后他吃了一口第一道菜。然后我就问他说
Sorry,
这你觉得如何
And I asked him, hey, what do you think of it?
他说还好
He was like, eh, it's okay.
然后吃了好像忘了第几道他说这很好吃
And I don't know how many courses later he was like, ooh, now this is good.
我想说哇这么小已经开始可以很好还好很好
I was like, man, this is still a little kid and he's already learning to be like, oh, that's just okay. Ooh, now this is a good dish.
好奇特
how very
special.
But,
那希望我们说，但愿我们来到我们认识神的话语已经履行神的话语这方面，不会这么不会接受一个平庸的一个境况。
But hopefully, as we come to know God more and to understand His Word more, we will not reach this kind of a very limited understanding.
希望我们要说，你也能够来认识我们这不变伟大的神，更胜于你去品尝一个伟大的餐厅的菜肴。
Hopefully, we can realize that it is far more important and far better to come and know our God and Savior than it is to taste of a really wonderful restaurant.
主耶稣基督邀请我们看得更远，瞄得更高。
Jesus is inviting us to see further and to aim higher.
能够带着属灵的眼光，属灵的目标。
That we may see with a spiritual sight and have a spiritual goals in life.
告诉我们说，我们需要先求神的国和他的义。
That we need to first seek God's kingdom and His righteousness.
因为在不信的人之中，我们的生活可以告诉众人说，哦，原来这确实是有不一样的追求。
Because our lives amongst unbelievers should show that we really do have different goals.
勉励大家。
And so I would encourage everyone.
这样整一个属灵眼光的转变是可能的。
That this shift in spiritual perspective is possible.
就给你们两个例子，这就是在 CCMC 在发生的。
And I would like to give you two examples of this happening right here in CCMC.
好一段时间有一位青年人告诉我。
A bit ago, a young adult said to me.
虽然说，他说，虽然说现在这个状况不是时常发生哈。
Now, to be honest, it's not like this happens all the time.
可是他已经开始借着跟物质世界的一些互动，看见属灵的一些真理。
But he's already starting by looking at the physical world to understand certain spiritual truths.
神的话语活现了。
And God's word was coming alive.
原来说跟我的生命是有关联的。
And he's saying, wait, this actually has a relevance to my own life.
所以他看电影或者是在路上开车有时候他就说诶怎么会突然间这两个结在一起
Sometimes when he's watching a movie or he's driving along the road, he'll suddenly be like, wait, how come these two worlds are colliding?
感谢主因为这位青年人他是愿意读神的话语并且是愿意将自己委身于神。
Thankfully, because this young person was willing to spend time in God's Word and was willing to dedicate his life to Christ.
那就跟大家说，通常呢，我不讲名字，我就是不会讲名字，所以你们也不用去想说到底是谁哪一位这样子。
Now, generally speaking, I won't name names, and I'm not going to name names now. So don't go around being like, I wonder who that is.
那另外有一位少年人。
And there was another youth.
他告诉我说我现在开始发现说原来我的信心对主的信心是这么自我中心的。
And he said to me, wait, I'm only just now starting to realize how self-centered my faith in God has been.
常常我对上帝的相信只是关于我就是说我的成长我的道德我的喜乐以及悲哀。
So often my faith in God and my outlook on God is so focused on just my own experience, what I'm happy about, what I'm sad about, and my own personal growth.
或者是说神能够帮助我做一些事情。
And particularly whether or not God is able to help me get accomplish something.
我现在开始发现说原来我对上帝的信心要引导我去使他人能够来相信神。
I'm now starting to realize that my faith in God is meant to actually lead me to help others come and know him.
而且像我身为身旁的人分享主耶稣基督其实是一个很急迫的事情。
And that the opportunity to share Jesus Christ with others next to me is of great urgency.
感谢赞美主。
Praise God.
这些属灵眼光以及目标的转变是可能的。
This kind of a shift in our spiritual perspectives is possible.
那我相信在大人之中也会这样子。我主要是因为跟青少年互动，所以我会知道他们的一些事。
And I believe that this can happen in adults as well. It's just that I'm mostly working with children, and so I get to see it there instead.
More than children.
Sorry,
youth and young adults.
Young adults. Sorry, kids.
But 确实啦，少年人在大人眼中永远是小朋友。
It's true. In the eyes of adults, young adults are always still children.
所以希望来临的新年，来临的第新的十年。
So I hope in the coming new year and new decade.
我们对主耶稣基督的相信不是一个自我的一种相信。
That our faith and belief in Jesus might not be a self-centered one.
乃是一个去诚心的关乎他人拯救的一个信心。
But one that cares deeply about the salvation of others.
我们得救是为叫我们行善。
Our salvation is that we might do good works.
不是一种所谓坐享其成的一种信仰，乃是主耶稣基督造我们，给我们新的生命，是为了要去 广传他的福音。
Jesus saved us that we might be able to share his gospel, not just live a comfortable life.
所以希望我们在做主的善工的时候，
So we hope that as we do the good work of God,
不单单是在教会中彼此服侍，
not just helping each other within the church,
我们是渴望说看见有心向神回转。
But we hope that we might see hearts turn to God.
在家庭里面，在朋友里面，
whether in our own families or amongst our friends,
学校、工作，
at school or at work,
不论在哪里，
regardless of where,
我们是举目观看，
we hope we can lift our eyes and see,
知道说庄稼已熟了，可以收割了，
and know that the harvest is ready and is ready for harvest.
让我们来做个祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们亲爱的阿爸父，
our beloved Heavenly Father,
借由您的热心，
By your zeal,
借由我们主耶稣基督的热心，
By the zeal of Jesus Christ,
扩大我们属灵的胃口，
Expand our spiritual appetite,
升华我们属灵的眼光，
Elevate our spiritual sight,
以致说我们对您以及对您的话您的真理有这样一个饥渴，
That we may hunger for you, your truth, and your word,
我们能够在做主你那公义拯救的善工中得到生命的满足，
And as we do the work of your justice and salvation, may we be satisfied,
愿你的国度降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
May your will be done on earth.
是透过你的大能。
And may by your strength.
是借由我们对您的顺服。
And through our obedience.
我们这样祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督差遣之名。
This we ask in the sending name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.